Now, I don't mean to wish away the rest of the whole year just because this is the end of today's show, but in about 6 months, we'll be ringing out 2015 and hearing that great Scottish tune, Auld Lang Syne. But they don't have to wait that long to hear it in Japan. Here's Naomi Gingold.
If you spend a lot of time in stores in Japan, there's something you'll hear a lot. This is one of my local grocery stores. They play Auld Lang Syne on a loop starting 15 minutes before closing. Now, if you're an American used to hearing this on New Year's Eve, you might be a little confused. Why would this store and so many others be playing this song at closing time? I had no idea. So I went to a local street corner and I started asking people, what is this song? What does it mean to you? Ayaka Fukada's answer was pretty typical. She says it's what you hear when stores are closing. But why do they use it?
Westernization.
In the mid-1800s, U.S. Navy Commodore Matthew Perry steamed into Japanese harbors in the hopes of starting up trade with Japan. Perry and his guns made the country an offer it couldn't refuse and ended hundreds of years of self-imposed isolation. Music professor Masafumi Ogawa explains.
Westernization is the most important thing at that time. So it comes with industrialization and colonization.
Japan wanted to modernize fast. So the government started sending officials abroad to study other countries and also inviting Westerners to come to Japan to teach them how to industrialize, how to build a modern public school system.
School system started 1873 officially, but there is no infrastructure at all. So they had to build from scratch.
And that meant also for music education. At the time, Luther Whiting Mason was in charge of music education in Boston. He'd built a big program and put together a textbook that would become the basis of music education across the U.S. Mason got invited to Japan by an official who'd been his student in Boston. So in 1880, he showed up, bringing with him what's said to be the country's very first piano and also his own textbooks. His music books included folk songs from different countries, and some made it into the first Japanese music book, with Japanese titles and lyrics, like one called
Hotaru no Hikari. It's a, how do you say, Firefly's Light or something.
Or, as Americans know it, Auld Lang Syne. In Japanese, the lyrics are about students.
When they study with no electricity, no money, they study with the light of fireflies.
And eventually, it's time for them to leave school. This is why...
If the Japanese hear this song, it automatically think it's time to say goodbye or it's kind of closing.
And the song is also often sung at graduations. I spoke to a few stores around Tokyo. They weren't sure when they started using it. But Ogawa says he remembers hearing it when he was young, in the 60s. And, you know, in the U.S., it's not so different. We sing Auld Lang Syne on New Year's, when we close out one year and start another. We may never know exactly when or how the song became a thing in stores in Japan, but at least now, its meaning is a little bit clearer. For The World, I'm Naomi Gingold in Tokyo.
Now it's time for us to take a cup of kindness and say goodbye. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for tuning in.